Cambridge 105.
Community radio in your city.
Mill Road is the show that brings you the latest info, community news and what's on from Mill Road in Cambridge, one of the city's most cosmopolitan areas. Tune in every second Saturday of the month between 2 and 3pm to catch the latest with me, Kerri-Anne Littlechild. There we go, that was a track by the JBs called Hot Pants Road. You're listening to Our Mill Road. Thanks there to Stuart and Zoe who just brought you the Saturday lunch programme. I'm going to be with you for the next hour here on Cambridge 105 talking about Mill Road. On today's show, it's the usual shebang. I've got community information and news, plus a quick guide of what's on in the area. I normally include an interview, but today I'm providing you with some free health advice all the way from China. More about that later on. As always, the music on the show is lovingly curated by DJ Dan, who joins me in the studio, and there'll be a diverse array of styles to reflect the melting pot that is Mill Road. Coming up after me at 3pm is Radio Dante, which is a show dedicated to all things Italian. I would love to hear from you during the show, and if you'd like to get in touch, please either tweet, text or email. To tweet, it's at Cambridge105. To text, it's 07919 070490. And to email, it's studio@cambridge105. So please do get in touch if you feel strongly about any of the issues that I'm going to be talking about. Up next is a song by the Transglobal Underground. That was a song by Trans Global Underground called The Caligi Stomp. You're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, and this is Our Mill Road. First up, I'm going to be talking about some current issues and news from the community of Mill Road. And first of all, as I've mentioned before on the Mill Road show, the City Council has recently been revising its local plan. And this is a document that determines their approach to development in the city over the next 20 years. And the Council's been consulting on the draft plan, and a number of groups in the Mill Road area, and no doubt across the rest of the city, have taken the opportunity to submit their comments on the proposals. In this area of town in Mill Road, residents groups are concerned about the sheer volume of housing that is proposed in the area. There were a few locations near Mill Road which were earmarked as development sites, and they include the City Council's current depot, which is just by the bridge on Mill Road, the Ridgeon site, the Travis Perkins site, and the site of Brookfields Hospital. And in every case, residents want to make sure that the developments are not just blocks of flats, as many flats as that can be crammed in. They want to see the provision of family homes, they want to see green spaces and parks and community or cultural facilities. And I think that most people accept the fact that the council has to meet the demand for housing in the city, but they're also concerned to make sure there's a quality of life, not just the quantity of buildings. So a number of the groups here have been actively campaigning about that. On a positive note, in the local plan, the council has recognised that Mill Road is an opportunity area and a shopping district in its own right. So there's some emphasis in their documents about trying to support the smaller businesses in the area and protect diversity as well. The council's included in that local plan document the potential for allowing the lakes at the bottom end of Mill Road to be made public as well. And there's a campaign group based sort of near Mill Road called Cam Lakes, and they've been campaigning for this beautiful natural asset to be opened up and made safe so that people can go in there and use it as a leisure venue. And they're really hopeful that that will be the case one day. And I'm sure there's a few people out there who've been into the lakes, even though it is actually kind of marked off. But the hope is that it can be made properly public. And the group, the campaign group Cam Lakes, they are currently commissioning a survey of those lakes so that they can understand things like the water quality and the structural safety of the area, so that they know basically what kind of work they've got to do to make the area safe. So giving you a bit of a breather from the very serious and heavy subject of planning in the city, I'm going to play you a bit of Blackalicious, and after that I'll be filling you in with some more community news from the area.
First heard the daddy came, Rocky MKRS, hey, I had that day. Cooling out with old girl on a badass day. Find $100 bill, wow, man, that's great. Get promoted at your job up to management. Plot a long time, finally your plan is made. In time I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. Wanna think of things that make you feel that way. Your mama got your first bite. Type of feeling when you went and won your first fight. How your team felt winning championship game. Celebrate in a huddle, dancing in this rain. Have a thought, see a shooting star across your screen. Put in hard work, finally you're living your dream. Deaf man get his hearing now, income vibes. Blind man gaining sight, see his first sunrise. Dumb man speaking out, now he's loud and clear. Birth of your child, smile so proud you wear. Going in your third eye for nostalgia here. Making music that'll thump for 1,000 years. Eating right, feeling conscious like health is first. Said a prayer that's sincere when you felt it work. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way. Something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more
more likely that you notice heat. When I'm gone, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Was Blackalicious with a song called Make You Feel That Way. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. I'm carrying on with the theme of local community news from the Mill Road area. We are currently gearing up for the festive season here in Mill Road. Preparations are well underway now for Mill Road's Winter Fair. Hopefully you've heard about that. It's one of the biggest events, certainly in the area, but probably also in Cambridge. It's an amazing day. Basically, Mill Road gets closed to traffic between 10:30 and 4 on that day. And it's normally such a busy road. There's always traffic. So it's really nice for people to be able to come and use the street in a different way. All of the traders come out of their shops and offer stalls and raffles and fun things. Some of them get into costumes. Some of them have special offers. Some of them let you sample some of their international cuisine on the day as well. Plus, there's music and bands, art exhibitions, singing and dancing, and a good number of like unplanned, spontaneous performances from people either in the area or who've just visited for the day because they know they can do it. So this year it's Saturday, 7th of December. For more information, take a look at their website. It's www.millroadwinterfair.org. In addition to the Winter Fair, I've been working with a group of volunteers who are helping to arrange Mill Road's festive lights. So we currently have 3 trees that are covered in lighting, and hopefully if you've been through past Mill Road or you live in the area, you'll know where these are. We've managed to get some funding from the City Council to light up a couple of extra trees, which is really nice, and we've been fundraising to put up the snowflake lights that go up on a number of the buildings along Mill Road. We are also arranging a switch-on event, which will take place on Sunday, 17th of November, and it will be taking place at the Cambridge Bed Centre. You come along from 5 p.m. on that day. There'll be food and refreshments, as well as local music, put together by Cambridge 105's own Tim Willett, who you'll know from the New Music Generator. He will be curating a number of local bands. We are busy fundraising for the snowflake lights, as I mentioned. There are a couple of collection boxes around. One is going to be in the Co-op store and one will be in the Kingston Arms. If you want more information about the festive lights, take a look at the website. It's www.millroadfestivelights.org. And as part of the Festive Lights switch on event, there's an interesting little art project going on. There's an artist called Susie Olchak, and she is Mill Road based. Her studio is on St Phillips Road. She specialises in light projects. She's asking residents who live on Mill Road or on a sort of directly adjoining street, particularly those that are close to the Bed Centre, to install a coloured light bulb in their windows that face the main road for the duration of the switch on event. So this is just Sunday evening, Sunday the 17th of November, and rather handily you can pick up a coloured light bulb from Mr G, who is at 94A Mill Road, for a bargain price of just £1.95. I'd recommend you go into his shop anyway because it's fantastic. It's a little treasure trove and he is also a gem. I've interviewed him before on this show, and yeah, it was one of the most popular interviews I think I did. Everybody loves that shop. It looks old, probably a little bit off-putting maybe from the outside, but it honestly, it is just an absolute treasure trove. And if you've got any electrical needs, go in there and have a word with Mr. Jean. He will find it for you in his shop. Pick up a coloured light bulb from him or online, wherever you want to, and just install it in your house on the 17th of November. And the aim of this project is, of course, to make Mill Road as multicoloured as possible on the evening of the Switch On event. If you want more information about that project, there is a Facebook event for it. It's called Well Lit, a community light event. And or you could just get in touch with Susie. Her website is www.susieolchak.co.uk. And I'll spell that for you. Susie is S-U-S-I-E. And Olchak is O-L-C-Z-A-K. And another good way of catching up on community news in the Mill Road area, if you're not listening to Cambridge 105, is via a local newsletter made by a group called Mill Road Bridges. It comes out every 3 or 4 months, and it covers a lot of what I cover here on this show. It's particularly good for anybody who's not online and can't access, you know, community websites like those I've mentioned. The next edition of that newsletter is coming out in around mid-November. It's delivered entirely by volunteers. Most of them are members of the Mill Road Bridges group, and I'm included in that too, but we are always looking for more volunteers just to help deliver the newsletter to their street. So you know, depending on the street you live on, it could take as little as half an hour. You know, if you live on Ross Street, one of the bigger streets, you know, it might take a little bit longer, but we could really do with a few people kind of pitching in to help us get that out there. We like to distribute about 5,000 copies. So if you do want to help us out, please do get in touch with me. My email address is millroadcoordinator@gmail.com. I'm going to play you a song now. I've been talking for ages. So this is a song called We Need Love by Johnny Osborne.
Their own thing. If we could be like that ever. but remember one thing. As a nation and a people that is unified, remember, you need love, don't you?
On 105 FM in the city and online around the globe, we are Cambridge 105.
There you go. We are Cambridge 105. You're listening to Our Mill Road with me, Kerri-Anne Littlechild, and I am just running through some community news and information from the area. Last week, local group Romsey Action held their AGM and they discussed a range of local issues, some of those that I just mentioned a minute ago. They provide one of the most comprehensive mailing lists on these local issues. So if you live locally and you want to get email updates about what's happening, it could be about campaigns, it could be about, you know, just general things that are going on and useful information, why not join them? Their website is www.romseyaction.org, and their chair, Errol, is great. She will email you at least twice a week with news of what's on. And in other news, the Mill Road History Project is well underway. They held a launch event earlier this month. Look out for their upcoming event for volunteers. I think since it was announced that the History Project has successfully got their funding, a lot of people have been getting in touch to say that they'd be interested in either sharing their memories of Mill Road, or they know somebody who's got information, or that they'd be willing to carry out some research as part of the project. And the project manager, Becky, she's going to be organising an event for those volunteers very soon. If you want any further information, you can email Becky directly on millroadhistory@gmail.com. Otherwise, you know, if you're on the Romsey Action mailing list or you sort of live in the area, I'm sure there'll be posters and information out there about the volunteers event. Also, in other news, there is a community art project to revamp the hoardings that are currently along some vacant land on Mill Road. And that has been gaining some momentum. A number of local artists have applied to take part in the project, and we're also busy looking for funding so that we can pay those artists. But it's really exciting, and it's a much needed improvement to that area because it's a bit... it's a bit neglected. So, yeah, it'll be really nice. What we're going to do is get the artists to hold workshops with different community groups to draw up a mural to put on the hoardings. So that's really exciting. And incidentally, at the Romsey Action meeting the other day, it was Thursday, we heard that the co-op who own the land that we're talking about, they want to put student housing on that land. So look out for news about that. You can find information about any planning application online at the City Council's website, which is www.cambridge.gov.uk, and you can actually streamline to like a search field so that you can get regular notifications of anything in a particular area. So for me, for example, I always search for things related to Mill Road and I get email notifications of any new ones coming in. It's a really useful part of their website, especially if you want to stay on top of what's happening and, you know, who's doing what, basically. So yeah, that's that. The RSPCA bookshop on Mill Road is a really good second-hand bookshop, and they won an award this week. They took part in a mystery shop programme that was arranged by the City Centre Business Improvement District, and I think there were about 60 businesses across the city who participated, and they were rated by a company called Store Checkers, which is like a mystery shop company. They do it all across the country, and they had mystery shop visits, and they were sort of marked on things like their customer service, their presentation of the shop, that kind of thing. And our very own bookshop was recognised for having the best knowledge of the local area. So the mystery shopper went in and asked about, you know, where to find things in Cambridge or what was on. And they found the RSPCA bookshop to be the best at offering advice and just being generally really helpful. So it was really nice to see them get an award for that. Pop in and see them and check out their great bookshop. They have said to me, they are keen for volunteers during the week. So if you have any spare time during the week or you know anybody that does, they would be glad of your help for sure. They do also have a number of academic books in the shop. So if you're a student, particularly if you're at sixth form, they've got some really good second-hand A-level books in there. And it was mentioned on my last show, which was kindly hosted by Alison Power, the author of the There's Something About Mill Road blog. And when she hosted, she exclusively revealed the new business that is coming on Mill Road. It's next door to Billy's Mini Market, and it was Balve's Hair and Wigs. And the owners found that there was a decline in interest for hair and wigs, especially since, you know, the internet's come about. So they've decided to open instead a dessert lounge, which will be really exciting. I don't think I know of any other dessert lounge in the city. So, yeah, it'll be really nice. And I think they're opening on Monday, so go check them out. You can find them, as I said, it's next door to Billy's, not far away from the Earl of Beaconsfield pub on Mill Road. And yeah, also there's an Indian restaurant called Prana on Mill Road. They're fairly new. They've got an interesting kind of basement seating arrangement. So they might look a bit empty when you're passing them on the street, but actually all of their restaurant area is downstairs hidden away. So it's quite nice for kind of private sort of parties and that kind of thing. Well, they're celebrating their first birthday, so a whole year of business, which is quite an achievement in today's climate. And that'll be in November. So I'm sure they'll have special offers and special dishes available to celebrate that too. That's it for the news really from me. I'm going to play you a song now by an Australian band called the Bombay Royale, who I discovered at the folk festival this year, and they've got a really eclectic style. So this is a song called Dummery Dum. That was the Bombay Royale with the song Dumaru Dum. And they were performing this at this year's Folk Festival. And I must say, they were absolutely fantastic live, really entertaining. Up next, over the next half an hour, I'm going to be talking about what's on in the Mill Road area, and including a couple of job vacancies and a special offer for the listeners of the show. Also, some traditional Chinese health advice. So, what's on? If you haven't been to Mill Road, I mean, there's loads going on, and I find it really hard to squeeze it all into my show. So I'm just going to give you a bit of an overview, really, of some of the things that are going on. At the Urban Larder, you can find a Loaf for Life sourdough making workshop, and they run that fairly regularly. There's one coming up on the 15th of October, that's next Tuesday, and it's held in the evening, 6:30 till 9:30. It costs a whopping £40, but you do get quite a lot of expertise from Peter Voschel, who works for the Loaf for Life. You get instruction about baking, making and keeping alive a sourdough. You get to bake one, taste one and make your own loaf to take home. If you want to go along to that, have a word with Polly at the Urban Larder. Her email address is info@urbanlarder.co.uk. Also, what's on in the area, it's the Festival Ideas, which is an event that's run by Cambridge University, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. There's loads of different talks and events happening across the city as part of it, and I'd need a full hour to cover absolutely everything that's going on, but I will just give you a flavour of what's happening sort of around Mill Road. On the 15th of October, Ross Treat Community Centre are hosting an event that's all about what it's like to be a head gardener. So it's a talk presented by a man called Richard Todd, who is head gardener at Anglesey Abbey, and check that out. On the 23rd of October, it's an event that's not held near Mill Road, but it's very much about Mill Road. There's a discussion about the impact of mega events and local festivals on local business. So it will be looking, for example, at the impact of the Olympics on the businesses that were sort of in the area of London. And they also include our very own Winter Fair. So I'll be going along to hear what the academics have to say about that. On the 27th of October, there's also an event being held at the CB1 Internet Cafe. It's a really cosy little place, really great vibe in there, lots of art and books on the wall that I think you can swap, and really good food. And they're hosting an event which is the Cambridge School Poetry and the Frontiers of Meaning. If you want any more information about any of the Festival Ideas events, take a look at their website. It's www.cam.ac.uk/festival-of-ideas, and you can also find their programmes around in any of the cafes on Mill Road too. The Black Cat Cafe, they often host events too. They're open late at the moment on Friday and Saturday evenings, offering a special supper menu. They're open till 10 p.m. And they're running some interesting little events over the next sort of few weeks. On the 19th of October, they're holding a Caribbean night. On the 26th of October, a murder mystery. And on the 31st of October, a psychic supper. So that all sounds very interesting and quirky. And do check that out. And if you do need psychic services, I have to say you can find them on Mill Road, tucked away in Hope Street Yard. There's a shop there called Inertia, run by a guy called Paul. And you can get all of your new age needs met at that shop. And while you're there, obviously, pop by Romsey Retro and Fantasia, two little treasure troves that you can find in Hope Street Yard. And what else is going on? Drink and Draw. That's a sort of arty meetup, drawing group type affair held at Hot Numbers every fortnight. That's coming up on the 15th of October and the 29th of October. It's a very informal kind of get-together for anyone with creative interests. Basically, just take along pens and pencils and paper and meet a load of sort of fellow creatives and draw together, basically. They have a drawing theme, but you don't have to go with the theme. You can just use the time to do your own thing. Well worth checking out. Coming up in November, there is a Warm Homes event. Obviously, the weather has taken quite a dramatic drop in temperature, and on the 2nd of November, Cambridge Carbon Footprint have put together a whole day sort of home energy saving event for the Mill Road area. It's sort of specifically put together because the houses in this area, they were built in the pre-1920s or something, which have which is just basically really cold. My house is really cold, very difficult and expensive to insulate. So this event is basically aiming to show you ways in which to warm up your house in sort of most cost-effective way. And they have, in the morning, there'll be like visits to houses in the area that have done these sort of energy saving improvements, and then in the afternoon there's loads of talks at Ross Street Community Centre, so there'll be like expert advice about what you can do to save energy, what you can do to carry out DIY improvements, and yeah, the latest information on loans and grants, including the Green Deal. If you want any more information about that, I think it's pretty timely. You know, the weather is so much colder and the bills are so much more expensive, you'll probably find that useful. So have a look at the Cambridge Carbon Footprint website. It's www.cambridgecarbonfootprint.org. Also, on the 2nd of November, there will be a CB1 gallery walk tour. Now, there are loads of little art venues near to Mill Road, and each of them show a range of different artworks. They're not scary and pretentious. They're great little spaces. Williams Art is right next door to Hot Numbers, so it's the kind of place you can go, chill out, have a coffee, and take in some of the artwork that's next door. Equally, Cambridge Art Salon is very much a sort of community art space. It's very... just very down to earth. Anybody that's in there will happily talk to you about the work. But the CB1 gallery walk is a sort of quick way of taking in all of these nearby art venues to Mill Road, showing you a lot of local artistic talent and also giving you opportunity to meet the people behind the galleries. That tour is Saturday, 2nd of November, sorry. You can get tickets from www.visitcambridge.org, or you can also pick them up from Cambridge Art Salon itself. And yeah, I highly recommend it. And I have to just mention that in November there'll be a very exciting show at Cambridge Art Salon, which will be... showing the work of a traditional sign writer. His name is Wayne Tanswell, and he usually works out of a studio in Sudbury in Suffolk, and he's never done an art exhibition before, but obviously traditional sign writing is very much an art, so he's put that to use in creating fun and thought-provoking literal artworks. Look out for that in November. I'll be covering that in a bit more detail on my next show. And as well as a guided tour of the art spaces on Mill Road, if you want to get a bit of a flavour of some of the international eateries that we've got here, Cambridge Food Tours run a number of tours around the city which include sort of tasting opportunities, and they often include some of the best parts of Mill Road's cosmopolitan cuisine. So we've got everything here from like Korean to Turkish, Italian, South American. We'll soon have a new Mexican restaurant as well, so it's like a really global array. And if you want to sample it, then you know, do check out their food tours. And also, of course, the city's new food festival, Eat Cambridge, is due back next year and will no doubt be featuring some of Millroad's finest. Earlier this year in March, we did have a big event in Hope Street Yard, and I think it was a roaring success, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Live music and things, always plenty going on around Mill Road and not enough time to tell you about it. But despite the loss of a well-loved music venue in the form of the Man on the Moon, there are plenty of other venues in the area where you can find live music. The aforementioned Hot Numbers, they do live music events usually on a Thursday, and you can sometimes hear Simon, the owner's band, rehearsing in there on a Tuesday too. Sometimes that even accompanies Drink and Draw, which makes for a nice evening. And yeah, the Earl of Beaconsfield is another sort of well-established music venue for Mill Road, and there are always a number of like jamming sessions going on throughout the week. And I have to say, when I used to walk back from the Our Mill Road when it was on a Sunday evening, I would pass by the Sunday Blues Jam, and it looked massively popular, and I was always kind of envious that I couldn't go in there and hang out. So that looks really good. I'm going to play you another song now by an Australian artist called Mark Argyrakis. I hope I've pronounced that right. It's called Where Have You Been Tonight?
My baby only comes when the morning comes. My baby only comes when the morning comes. My baby only comes when the morning comes. So where you been tonight? So where you been tonight?
That was a song by Mark Argyrakis, and I play that for my good and lovely friend Melinda Latham all the way on the other side of the globe. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. And I was just talking about how Mill Road has got sort of such an array of global eateries, every kind of cuisine that you could kind of want. We've got it here. And it's a sort of, I think Mill Road's selling point is the fact that it's so multicultural. And one of the cultures that forms part of Mill Road is China. We have two traditional Chinese doctors, a Chinese restaurant, a Chinese takeaway, and a number of Chinese supermarkets, including Cho Mi, Winfield, Oriental Direct, and Li Ming, and also a shop dedicated to Chinese antiquities and gifts. That's East Wind. We have, you know, our universities attract a large number of Chinese students and also Chinese academics who stay on with the universities after studying. So the Chinese take up a big part of our community, and you know, they form part of our international flavour. And so with this in mind, I present to you some free healthcare advice which has been given to us from Nancy Wren, who works at Chinese Sunrise Medicine. She's one of our traditional Chinese doctors. And originally I had recorded an interview with my lovely friend Chen Zi, and unfortunately I had a bit of a technological problem and can't play it for you today, which I'm really sorry about. Chen Zi is amazing, by the way. I met her at Drink and Draw, and she's a local artist. You can often see some of her work around Mill Road, notably in the Black Cat Cafe at the moment. So I'm just going to have to read you some of the information that they gave to me. The fundamental theories of traditional Chinese medicine are based on the theories of yin and yang, the five elements, and also the essence of qi, which is sort of like a life force energy. And they feel that it's really important that people have get their bodies in tune with nature. So they designed this this information for me because of the changing seasons. Obviously, the weather is a bit colder now. The leaves are starting to fall, and we're getting into autumn. And so Chinese medicine says that there are five elements linked to the seasons, and in turn linked to our inner organs. In spring, the main sort of organ to care for is the liver, and the element is wood. In summer, the main organ is the heart, and the element is fire. And in autumn, the organ is the lungs, and the main element is metal. In winter, it's the kidneys, and the element is water. So what they're saying is you should take good care of each of these organs as the seasons change, and you should adapt your sort of daily routine and your food to sort of take account of the changing seasons. Autumn is the season of the harvest, so grains, fruits and vegetables, and the lungs dominate autumn, and the element of autumn is metal. Metal is a metaphor for the autumn weather. In autumn, the air is drier and our skin is drier. So the energy in autumn begins to withdraw, according to Chinese medicine. Leaves are falling off, flowers are withering, and nature is preparing to enter the winter. And since the tendency in autumn is inwardly and withdrawing, we need to adjust ourselves according to the autumn weather. So it's all about sort of withdrawing and keeping our energies well. So going to bed earlier, getting up earlier, and sort of being calmer. So what they've said is we need to cultivate our lung energy. Lungs adjust the breathing and help circulation. If we disobey the principles of well-being in autumn, we we stand to risk hurting the lung's energy. And if the lung's energy is hurt, then the large intestine doesn't work very well, because the lung and large intestine complement each other. So if lung energy was hurt, we will have problems with digestion. If we can't digest and absorb the food well in autumn, then we're going to be not very well in winter. And as many of you know, it is the season for colds and coughs, and there's plenty of it around. So take heed of some of the advice. Chinzi put together some recommended food that we should be eating around the autumn time, and I'll just give you a quick run through of what that is. She says we should eat moistening foods such as tofu, tempeh, soy milk, spinach, barley, pears, apples, seaweed, mushrooms, almonds, pine nuts, peanuts, sesame seeds, eggs, crabs and pork. She also recommends that we eat pungent and sour foods, so things like olives, capers, mustards, horseradish, cinnamon, cloves, dill, fennel, oregano, rosemary, thyme, cabbage, watercress, sourdough, sauerkraut, ginger, cauliflower, Chinese leaves, turnip, pepper, onion, garlic and chilies. She says also that to note that traditional Chinese medicine is not sort of promoting extreme diets, so they're just suggesting taking in some of these foods as part of your, well, just adding these things to your normal diet rather than going sort of just eating a whole load of garlic. Avoid cold drinks as well. Eat less salad and more soup, so eat warming things. Bitter foods also help to bring energy to the lower part of the body. She suggests citrus peel, radish leaf, turnip, white pepper, watercress, rocket and bitter melon. She says that cold food and drinks slow down the digestion process. In autumn, our digestive systems are already becoming deficient, which is why we need more moistening and pungent food, warm food and drinks. And yeah, she recommends, Chenzi is also a big tea drinker, she recommends green tea and adding guji berries, which are Chinese wolf berries, to your tea as well, or adding them to like porridge, rice or stew. You can find most of those in any of those supermarkets that I just mentioned. Yeah, I'm really sorry that I couldn't play you the original interview. I'm going to try and get Chenzi to do another recommended sort of healthcare tips for winter, maybe for my November or December show. So yeah, that was that. I'm going to play you one more song, which is We Could Forever by a group called Bonobo. After that, I'll be talking about jobs and special offers and a little bit of info about my upcoming show in November. We'll be right back.
serving our city and the surrounding areas.
We are Cambridge 105.
You're listening to Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, and this is Our Mill Road. Coming up after me in just 5 minutes is the Radio Dante, which is all about all things Italy, basically. I'm just going to give you a quick update on some of the jobs that are available on Mill Road at the moment. A few of the shops have got posters up in their windows saying that they need staff. So if you're in need of a job, look no further. There's a stylist required at Piero's Hairdressing. There is a need for an experienced waitress at the BLD's cafe in Romsey. Also, part-time staff are needed at Northrop's Butchers. It's recently been renamed Mill Road Butchers, and they're looking for someone who can do 1 or 2 days a week. And also, the newsagent Lally's is looking for a shop assistant, so plenty of work to be found in this part of town if you want it. There's a special offer, too, for listeners of the show. Perfect Pizza on Mill Road are offering 40% off orders over £25. So just say that you listen to the Our Mill Road show, and you can get 40% off. I mean, that's quite a lot. And I was just going to tell you about my next show. It's taking place on the 9th, Saturday 9th of November. It'll be between 2 and 3 p.m. And I'll be bringing you music straight from the neighbourhood. So I'm looking for songs and music made by Mill Road people. Dan will be putting that together in a lovely way for you all. I'll also probably be announcing details of a competition. We are looking for the best presented shop on Mill Road, and I'll be asking Cambridge 105 listeners to vote for their favourite while I'm on air on the 9th of November. So for now, stay tuned to catch up on all things Italy, and I'm going to leave you with a song by Michael Franti called Stay Human.
Salvation is a creation of the devil, a rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow, bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle, to be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert, dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd, scratch my itch like a needle on the record, full of life like a man going to Mecca, sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring, baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning, 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 because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I'll give you some assistance, like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and your underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system. To legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them to read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Aha. We saw the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human. You see why 2K and 2 is a moment.
In time we find that we can open up a heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns or still smoking. Cartwrights out on the Ponderosa, or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to heed the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas.